last Friday night. 66-65 thriller. Congratulations again on a super win.
That was a good win for our guys. It came out early and we got going. Probably played our best first half of basketball that we have all year, and then kind of slowed things down in the second half. Emmonsburg went to that 2-3 zone, and we just struggled to keep attacking the basket to get those easy looks and get to the free throw line like we needed to.
How did it become so easy in that first half for your team to score 44 points and look as good as they did?
Well, I thought that we picked our intensity and our pressure up, and that really led to a lot of fast break points. And we ran the floor really well, and Lamar ran really well, and Parker got the ball ahead to him, and Parker had some nice shots. It was just everything was going our way in that first half, and it was still a 13-point game at halftime, so it wasn't like we played outstanding on defense, but offensively we played pretty well.
Yeah, to their credit, Emmitsburg, they knocked down some shots.
Yeah, Emmitsburg hit some threes that from guys that we weren't going to let shoot them, but it was things that will happen when you let certain people open, and they made some shots and really stepped up and played well.
Yeah, you mentioned Parker Lang's offensive ability in that game. Got off to a great start, with which you love to see from a scorer. Within the first 4 minutes, he was in double figures, almost had 20 by the half, and he finished with 29. Talk about his performance, if you would.
I thought Parker played one of his better offensive games. He didn't force things, and he just kind of went with the flow of things and caught the ball in motion and in rhythm, and he just really took great shots on Friday night, and they weren't shots that we don't want him to take, and they weren't forced by any means. So he's coming a long ways, and he's still improving each day, and there's little things that we work on every day with him just to get him to be more aggressive, to be that scorer that we need him to be.
You know, Josh Wirge didn't reach his season average as far as points, but Coach, he led you in rebounds with 7, also dished out 5 assists. He always seems to have a decent, you know, if not above-average floor game each and every night.
Yeah, Josh has really stepped things up, and he really kind of makes our team go when anybody else is having a down night or whatever you want to call it. But Josh always he's always around the basketball. He's really taking great shots. He's just not having shots fall right now for him. It's kind of a struggle for him. And he's a great shooter, and we want him to continue to shoot the ball. And hopefully here these next few games we can get Josh going a little bit more and have him and Parker both as offensive weapons.
Yeah, we'll take it tonight if he wants to get started for sure. And, Coach, you had a couple sophomores come off the bench in that game against Emmitsburg. Braden Hoops and, as you mentioned, Lamar Mulgay, they combined for 19 points for you.
Yeah, I think those two, I've said it from the get-go with those two, that I like those two coming off the bench, and they just bring that energy and intensity off the bench. And those two really started playing well, and they see the floor so well, and they make things happen for each other and for everybody else on the floor.
Coach, I haven't asked you for a while now. Can you give us an update on maybe how the JV team with Coach Cohn is doing, maybe our JVR, the freshmen? What's the status on some of our younger teams?
Our JVR team is competing really well, and they beat Emmitsburg on Friday night by a few points. They were up pretty decent, and they let them come back kind of like our varsity did, but they're doing really well, and they're just going out and competing and having different guys step up every day, and it's just a learning process for those guys down there still, and just trying to get consistent scorers. And we'll have one guy in double figures, and then everybody else will have 2 or 3 points. So we'll have two guys in double figures. It's just we can't get to a consistent basis. And so they're doing a lot better than what they have in the past. And I think they're above 500. I don't know their exact record, but I know like Manny Chavez is a kid that we don't talk about a whole lot on the JV level, but he's 16 of 18 from the free throw line and just does a lot of things the right way. And he's getting better, and he improves every day, and he brings his effort and all we can ask for out of him.
Yeah, and all the kids for sure. And, Coach, let's take a short time out. We'll talk about tonight's opponent, the Spencer Tigers, on the road. More with Coach Stille right after this on 92.9 KKIA The Moose. It's Storm Lake Tornado basketball tonight on The Moose, Tuesday night style at Spencer Tigers Tornadoes. Coach Stille. First meeting, it was 79-59. They led by 13, if I remember right, at halftime. What do you remember from the first meeting?
I remember that the first meeting was a lot closer than what the final score ended up. I remember that. I thought our guys played pretty well in that game, and I was just kind of going back through the box score a little bit just not that long ago. So we played right with them. It was just a couple. The second quarter, they outscored us by 8, so that was a big difference. But otherwise, we were within 3 to 5 points at the rest of the quarter. So I'm hoping that we've improved enough from that first meeting where hopefully tonight we can get a few things to fall our way and be able to stop those two big kids inside that really hurt us last time.
Boy, didn't they, though. I mean, Preston Funderburg, he knocked down some threes, scored 24. Klunder Kid had 23. He also had 18 boards. I mean, how important is the glass tonight? I know every game, but tonight especially.
Yeah. What we talked about last night is just taking that next step and getting the body on people. And if we can handle the glass and not give them second-chance opportunities, I like our chances tonight. But if we give them second, third, fourth chances, it's going to be a long night for us down the stretch.
So when they have two kids that score 47 of their 79 in the first meeting, how do you figure out a defensive game plan to maybe try and neutralize these two?
Well, I'm thinking tonight we're just going to play our man, and hopefully our defensive pressure and our weak side help is picked up a little bit. We'll also go to our zone a little bit. I don't know how much of anything else we're going to show tonight, because the way the district pairings kind of look right now is that we'll probably end up playing them in that first district game. So we don't want to give them a whole lot of things to plan for, but we'll also give them enough tonight to plan for to hopefully give us a W tonight and then give them a run in the tournament time.
Heath, we record Tuesday morning. How was practice on Monday?
Monday was a good practice. It got changed from 6:30 with all the bad weather, so we went right after school yesterday at the middle school, and it was, we got up and down, we got a lot of shots up, and our guys, we went through our zone offense just to make sure we were on the same page there, and went through some stuff in case they triangle into Josh and Parker tonight. We just got up and down and got free throws up and shot a lot, so hopefully we're ready to go tonight.
It sounds like everybody's ready to roll. If I may, in the background, a little noise there at the Storm Lake Middle School. I think assessment tests are cooking this week, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We're on our break right now in between assessment tests.
You better go grab another pop or a cup of coffee.
All right, sounds good.
Go get them, Heath.
All right, thanks, Chris.
And we'll take a short timeout. Starting lineups are coming up next right here on 92.9 KKIA.